it's an election that we have been long anticipating. So we are looking forward to it with great expectations and interest. And to that extent, we have sent 200 members of our team as a decision when we have elections in member states. We send an assessment team, and then subsequently during the election, we send an observer team. So we have an observer team on the ground that's going to deploy in all parts of Côte d'Ivoire so that we can make an assessment of the preparations, make an assessment of the process, and make recommendations when necessary on the basis of the conduct of the election.
Sonny, some Ivorians have expressed concern about the security situation in the country. How are you cooperating with the authorities there to ensure a peaceful election?
Yeah, you know, there's a UN force on the ground there. We believe that on the basis of the kind of engagement we've had with the government and people of that country, that there will be no reason to fear. We believe that the government will discharge its responsibility to protect life and property, and we believe that there will be a secure environment for people to vote. I don't see there's no indication that there will be trouble. So we believe that it's going to be peaceful, and we are confident that it will be.
How are you coordinating with the Independent Electoral Commission to organize a credible vote? Because there have been verbal spats by some of these political parties accusing each other of trying to undermine the credibility of the vote.
Yes, well, we see it as part of the hype of elections. And, I mean, what they are doing is not different. I mean, eventually they do it everywhere. There's always people going around making sometimes wild allegations about who is going to undermine and who is not going to undermine. What is important is that the Electoral Commission is ready for the elections. The elections to be conducted. There's an environment that is conducive for the elections to be held, and that the elections will be held. It's important that it's held. It's true, free, fair, and transparent. And that we believe that the outcome will be respected by all the stakeholders. But more importantly, we have not many evidence to suggest that anything untoward will go wrong. Just the usual hype that goes with elections. And indeed, at the end of our observers are there to make sure that if indeed any such infractions do have to take place, we'll be able to take note of them, talk about them in our preliminary report, talk about them in our final report, and make recommendations to the government of Côte d'Ivoire as to how to improve it. Elections are never perfect, but what is important is that there is a sense that the best has been done to make sure that the outcome is credible, the outcome is acceptable, and the outcome reflects the wishes of the citizens of Côte d'Ivoire.
Sonny, what is ECOWAS's message to the people of Ivory Coast, or Ivorians in general?
Yeah, ECOWAS can only encourage them to go on Sunday, vote peacefully, contribute to making sure that there's a conducive environment for every other person to vote, and to look forward to the result of the election so that Côte d'Ivoire can move on. I mean, this is a long, like I said, this is a long anticipated election, and we're looking forward to it with hope that the people of Côte d'Ivoire will work together as a people, conscious of the interests of their country, conscious of the role of their country in the sub-region as one of our very strong economies, so that the election will provide a fresh beginning, if you like, so that the country can move forward, working together with other member states to deal with the challenges of unemployment, deal with the challenges of the economy that we're trying to cope with, deal with the challenges that the region is trying to cope with on a global basis. And then I think that way, it's what we should all work for. And not look to the past, but look forward to the future with hope, and then make an effort at the level of individuals to work, to contribute to making sure that this election is a reality, this election is a success, and then we can take the lessons of it and move on.